All right, gang, welcome back. This is the No Core Podcast. This is number 12. I'm going to start things off with some dudes who I have played before, but they're still awesome. This is the Mugu Gaimen.
She ain't so clean or protesting. How can you?
First thing we heard, that was by the Mugu Gaimen, and after that a group called Diet Cola with a song called Wicked Witch of the Northeast. I don't know anything about that group except that everything I hear by them sounds pretty awesome. Sounds like punk rock in the year 2008 to me. After that a group called Chops, who are from the UK. That was that longer jam song, and then we heard a classic by Melt Banana, Q for Quinine, which is on their 13 Hedgehogs compilation CD. And I believe, I'm pretty sure, it was also on a 7-inch released by Slap a Ham back in the day. So next up, this is a track by a guy named Elias, who is from Atlanta, Georgia. I saw him play down there at a Freedom Fest with someone else. He sent me the CD in the mail, and I foolishly let it like sit for several weeks, maybe a month, before pulling it out when I was getting ready to do this podcast and giving a listen, and is totally awesome. You're all going to dig it, very much in like a Twin Infinitives vibe. So dig it. This is Elias. Okay, after Elias, we heard something by Wolf Eyes from their Mugger CDR from a couple years back. And after that, another classic by Big Black called Passing Complexion from their Atomizer LP, recollected onto the Rich Man's 8-track CD. And after that, something by Sightings. That song is called Perforated. That's from their latest Through the Panama album, which I've been hearing everyone ranting and raving about how awesome it is. And if you have seen any recent Sightings shows, you know that those dudes are seriously in the groove these days with what they're doing. Up next, this is something by a group called Satanized. They're from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I have not been able to catch a show by them yet, but I swear it's going to happen soon. They sound pretty awesome. Enjoy. First in that block, we heard something by Satanized, and after that, I played a track by Mars, one of the original late 70s no-wave bands. Kind of crazy to think that music is 30 years old now, but it is. That track was called Helen Forsdale, and after that, I played an excerpt from this cassette tape by a dude named Dick Neff. He's like a one-man drums and vocal noise act from Birmingham, Alabama. Really cool. If he comes around touring, definitely try to check it out. And after that, something by The Mutators, a band from Canada somewhere called Heavy Sleeper. Let's see here. Coming up next, this track is by Lazy Magnet. This is from one of my new favorite albums. It has a really long title, but it's subtitled, Is Music Even Good? Lazy Magnet plays on this album. It's pretty much just all kinds of music, and you never quite know what you're going to get, but it's always awesome. So here you go. And this song's called Look Into the Eyes of Your Lord and Tell Him No. Lazy Magnet.
It's the only thing that's real. Your heart is attacked.
after Lazy Magnet, we heard The Better to See You With, a band from Portland, Oregon. Seems to feature lots and lots of members of other bands or members who were in lots of other bands. After them, I played something by a noise duo from Montreal, Canada called Wasted Nymph from this cool cassette tape that they gave me last time I was up there. And then after that, that was by Numbers from their album In My Mind All the Time, a song called Go to Show. All right, up next, this is a track called Broke by a band called Yata Garasu, which is kind of a one-man laptop grindcore deal, one of those situations. Also some live bass playing as well. Pretty awesome dude, pretty awesome music. Here you go. Get out inside, 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 get out in right, what we just heard, that was something by the band Neptune, a group from Boston who work with all kinds of handmade electronics, handmade guitars and stuff. And that's from this 3-inch CD release called Hidden Birdhouse, although those guys have a brand new album out called Gong Lake on Table of the Elements, which I would also recommend to anyone. They're totally awesome dudes who have been doing it DIY for many years. And working backwards, before Neptune, I played something by Neon Hunk from their Load Records release Smarmy Mob, a song called Uncle David. Neon Hunk were a great band and a group who I think don't get enough credit for influencing what's going on now in music, both visually and sonically. And before Neon Hunk, something by Friends Forever. That's called Vikings of Tomorrow. That's from their split record with Gang Wizard on Death Bomb Arc Records. And then at the beginning of that was something called Yatagarasu. Next, I'm going to play a band called Computer Jesus Refrigerator. This is just one of those MySpace finds. You know, every once in a while you come across a gem. I don't know anything about this band. And in fact, they just have these tiny little short tracks, so I'm going to play three of their tracks in quick succession here. Computer Jesus Refrigerator. Okay, pretty awesome, right? Computer Jesus Refrigerator. And that brings us just about to the end of the program this time. I'm going to play one last song for you. This is a group I've been kind of fascinated by lately. They're called Midori, and they're a Japanese group, and it's very hard to come up with any kind of information on them because there just isn't much in English on the internet. And also, Midori is, I guess, the Japanese word for green, and it's in the name of a few different cities there, so it's a really common term, so it makes them pretty much ungoogleable. So I've yet to figure out how to get a hold of their album yet, but you can find a couple of YouTube videos of them, and it's kind of wacky because it's this sort of noisy band, but apparently they're on a major label over there, and you know, someone thinks that this could be a pop hit, this group. It's a little zany. But anyway, enjoy. This is Midori.